possible earthquake near the Statue of Liberty.
Looks like you should have left town a little bit earlier.
Whatever you're doing, stop.
Okay, so I literally, I'm just going on my back deck, I literally just finished the Cloverfield Paradox. Ooh, it's cold out. Whew. I just finished it a few minutes ago. So for those of you who don't know, Cloverfield. I saw that in the theaters, and I really enjoyed the movie. It was a found footage monster movie, basically monster from, I don't know, space, another dimension. They don't really go into it too much. Then a couple of years ago, we were surprised with the Cloverfield, 10 Cloverfield Lane, which kind of came out of nowhere. And I think they were saying that was a movie that had an idea, and then they turned it into a Cloverfield movie. And it seemed like that was right before the whole monster thing was happening. Or it could be, I don't know exactly. It was a different part of the country, so from my understanding, this isn't the only monster, I suppose, because then I heard rumblings of a third Cloverfield movie and maybe even a fourth Cloverfield movie, and they like to make these movies, surprise, and boom, release them really quick and kind of surprise people with them. And from my understanding, there was a movie being produced called The God Particle that then they adapted into a Cloverfield movie. And I knew, I heard about it, I knew something was happening in 2018, but it wasn't until yesterday during the Super Bowl, which I'm not going to talk about, I'm just not going to talk about the Super Bowl, you're not going to make me talk about the Super Bowl, but there was a commercial for Cloverfield Paradox, and what was surprising to me was that it was, boom, on Netflix, which I thought was great, I'm going to be able to see this movie soon. What I didn't realize until this morning was that the movie was available right away. So just like NBC or these shows try to say, hey, right after the Super Bowl, watch this, Netflix got into that and said right after the Super Bowl, they released this movie, which I think is a cool thing for them to do. Hopefully they'll do that every year, get a big, you know, produce something, commercial, boom, and then we see, you know, something during the Super Bowl and watch it right afterwards. So I, at work, I downloaded the movie right away so that I could watch it, some at lunch, some on the train ride home, and just now finishing it. And the sad thing is I saw some reviews that said it stunk. I saw some reviews that said it's not good. And here's the thing. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. There were things that I enjoyed. There were things that were just... The main thing to me is that I feel like the Cloverfield side of things was attached. Because I did read that they had to film some extra scenes and work into it, because this movie was filmed in 2016. It's got, I can't think of his name. He played Malcolm, he played Martin Luther King in Selma. And David Oduwala, I believe. He won the Oscar for that, I think. It has Chris O'Dowd from IT Crowd and Bridesmaids. But those are the only two faces I recognize. Well, no, I did see, I can't think of his name from Gotham and from Sons of Anarchy and from a bunch of different things. Obviously, I'm bad with names. And of course, it's a J.J. Abrams produced, so you did see some, you heard Greg Gunberg in there. But you could see that this was a movie about like a space thriller, sci-fi, heavy sci-fi, that then kind of got adapted into Cloverfield, into the Cloverfield world, which it fits a little bit. It's weird because you think of Cloverfield as the present, but the way this space adventure was going, it seemed like it's the future. So that threw me off a little bit. But, you know, it ties into maybe what they were doing causing the whole thing. Like, it wasn't directly like they ripped a hole in time and in space and these monsters came out. But that's basically what the premise was. And I think the fact that this film was adapted into a Cloverfield movie might have been the reason why it wasn't perfectly clear, and the little bit like the monster movie of Cloverfield was happening on the ground while this movie was happening in space. So, but at the same time, I don't care. Like, I love the idea that they're doing these, they're keeping this story going, they're keeping this world going. I love that above all. Like, even if it's not great, I still enjoyed myself. I still thought the movie was pretty good, and there was some cool things in it, and Chris O'Dowd had some funny moments, and there was some good sci-fi in it. But it's definitely its own movie. They're all their own movies. Now, there's going to be another one, I believe, coming out later this year. Another movie that's tied into the Cloverfield universe that I think happens in World War II. So it's all weird. It's all over the place. But I enjoyed it to a degree. I think it's worth a watch. I didn't want to wait and watch it on my movie month. I thought, let's just watch this so I don't get spoiled on anything else. I don't know what else to say, except it's worth a watch. It was pretty good. It's not as good as if you're going to rank it, it's third in the Cloverfield movies, but I didn't think it was as bad as everybody thought, as some of the reviews I saw. So check it out. It's on Netflix right now. You can download it. You can stream it. The only thing I gotta do is if you're downloading it to your phone or your tablet, download it in high quality, because there were some text messages that I could not read on my tablet. I had to wait till I came home and rewound it on streaming. Once I was streaming it through my tablet, I could read it fine. But I downloaded in standard quality, and it was just, you couldn't quite make out the text messages. So I switched my download quality to high quality. I don't do it that much with Netflix. But going forward, you know, I want to be able to see everything. So again, check it out. I almost called it the God Particle. Cloverfield Paradox. This is Geek Mentality, by the way. My name is Mike. You can find me at fansnotexperts.com. And this Friday, you can find me on another podcast called the Pop Culture Retrofit Podcast. Look it up. Check it out. Hear my golden voice with their two cool hosts. I'm freezing. But I wanted to get something. I wanted to get something up on the website about this, and I wanted to talk about it really quick. Cool little sci-fi movie. Not great. Weirdly, kind of, you could see that it kind of was forced into the Cloverfield world. But as long as they keep doing stuff like this, I don't care, because I love the Cloverfield world. So, awesome. Fans Not Experts, at Geek Mentality on Twitter. Apparently I have an Instagram too, at Geek Mentality. I need to start using it. And Fans Not Experts on Facebook. And until next time, I don't even know. I mean, who knows how many podcasts I'll have. But don't worry, because in June, I'll be back for 30 podcasts, watching 30 movies in 30 days. And I'll probably see you before then. I'm going in. Goodbye. Fans Not Experts.